that when he puts his hand inside the blood, there could be some omen. Omen is some type of stuff that's on his hand. The wart that's on his fingers, it's also fit. And that's thus es bedam, that means omen shebetz pa bedam, and also bedam vidashin shiye bedam shiye tefillah mikora. So there has to be enough blood there in the dam beforehand when he first puts his hand in there for his riko. You can't like first put your hand in and then later pour more blood in. It has to be bishas, you make a tefillah, bedam means shiye tefillah mikora. Then v'tovo means v'loy misvug. You cannot use it from a sponge. But you have to put your hands inside the dam itself and not take it up with a sponge. You can't, like Rashi says, misvug means mekanech v'doifne kli. You can't just clean it up from the side of the kli. It has to be dam there that you can dip your hands inside it. That's the chedushim. The Mor says, v'yitzvach v'michtov v'dam. Need the word v'dam here. Because Rachmona v'tovi would just said v'toval havamina v'gav leke shiat fila. Mikoriv, no, there wasn't enough blood there before. Because Rachmona bedam, but there has to be enough blood there before. Because Rachmona bedam have a mina filo misrub, even if you just have to use like a sponge to sponge it up from the side. Because Rachmona betoval, no, there has to be enough real blood there, not to use a sponge, but you can dip your hands inside the blood itself. Now, Mizbech Keteres Tamonim Lomim, what does it say this for? Shimloi Mizchanecha Mizbech. Dikteras asamim loyhoye mazet. But every mizbech atnim, it first had out a chinuch, at first you had to put the keteras on it. If it did not once burn keteras on the mizbech, it's not fit to make the hazois. Tani kavosa peluga popo. Pasuk says, v'yosa kasheroso, ma tamla, what do we need it for? Lepar, l'rabbis pa yom kippurim, l'chol ma shoma binyin, diva reb, that's what Rebbe says. For a whole current rabbi, that's the same like the right for a popom. A popom also said, when we do a posik, was a kasherosom, that it means the rabbi is par yom kippurim, that it has all these halachas. And all these halachas means to include the last two drushes we had, that es hadam, meaning that b'shas kabol, again, what it means to clear before was, that you have to shir tefillah mikorom, means b'shas kabol es hadam. When you first makabal the dam in the kli, you have to make sure you mekabla a shear to make hazor. It's not enough to mekabla a little bit dam in this kli, and then make a second kabbalah in another kli, and then mix the two together. That's no good. You have to have one kabbalah to have all the dam mekara. And then, loy misvug means you have to take the dam from the kli itself and not gather together with the svug with the sponge. That's the proof of papa. Now the Brisa says, though, Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, though, no, that Kal V'Chaim, the Shmuel says, the Kal V'Chaim here to say that the Par Yom Kippurim has the same halacha as the Par Helam Dover, and I do not need this posik to learn out one from the other. He says, the Kal V'Chaim, therefore I do not need a posik for it. What's the Shmuel's Kal V'Chaim? Oma B'Mokom, Shoyush V'Korban Korban. We see certain places where one's a Par and one's a Soyer. They're not the same Korban. Still Hushvu, Maisim, L'Maisim, still the halacha is applied. One to the other, the avoiders are the same. So over here, Mokum shows for Korban Korban. And that the both a par with the par Kohen Gadol, is a par Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. And par Helam Dovor is then been hidden to the Svara without the extra posik. She Yishvu Maisa L'Maisa. I shall learn out whatever is the mitzvah by the par Helam Dovor, the same halacha is applied to the par of Yom Kippur, even without the posik. So Elamat Hamrem with a par, if so, what is that extra word here, the par for? Zepar Helam Dover Shal Tibur. That some teachers on the Par Helam Dover of a Tibur. The Par Zeh, that's Par Kohen Mashiach. To the Par that the Kohen Mashiach has to bring. Be'enech Nami would not need a Hekish for the Par of Yom Kippur. That I would know even without this Gzeres Agosif. And the Chiddush is Rashi says that the Par Kohen Mashiach, to say that his Korbin, if he does did a Chet, not the Par Yom Kippur, but if he does a Chet, Bira does not say, Kaifel doesn't say two times, Dizrikas. So we have to learn out, just like by the Par Helam Dover, Dizrikas Ali Kuva, who are then by the Par Mashiach also, it's Kekuva. Now let's explain. Amma, what we just say, Oma b'mokim shloihush v'korban v'korban. Madach in a place where they don't have the exact same korban. What does it mean? Man lo yushvu korban korban. Even if you want to tell me par yom kippurim, the soy yom kippurim, then the par and the soy born yom kippur, ikol nifrach. Mal hanach kein nichnas dom lefayel of nim. Here it's different. Here both of them on yom kippur has a zriko, not only in the kochim, but even lefayel of nim. Maybe that's more it's alike. Ela vada mitzvah is par helam davar shal tzibur. That's what it's like. So he says, no, even with the equal mitzvah, he has a question also. Malana shekain mechapa malaveras mitzvah yidua. They're both mechapa koponim on an avera yidua, like we said before. El rather means par helam dovish a tibor, tisurish yom kippurim. That's the limud. Wafi koma. Vama b'mokim shlehush for korban a korban. Tehai par of hoi soyu. One's a par and one's a goat. Still hush for maisim, lemaisim, lemai de kosovo, what it says clearly in the parasha. So both have the exact same alochis. And so, mokum shush for korban, the korban, the place where they have mamas, the exact same korbanis, like a par yom kippur. The high par, the high par, and your din, isn't it a svara, I should say, shush for maisim, lemaisim, that they both have the exact same zarikis. Since so, I did not need the word par over here to teach us the par yom kippur. The Yatmar says, we also need par yom kippur nami, we yes pedam utfilo, we par koi mashiach. The alonet also is halochis of the extra din of dam and tfilo. From par yom kippurim, I learn now from the par of koi mashiach. So that's what Bishmol says, even without the extra postif of lapar, I would know this also. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape.